This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to an episode of Tag Along. I'm your host, Bilal Khan, and we have here with us Sheikh Muhammad Mani'.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam. Welcome.
Thank you.
We are here to discuss certain topics.
Yes.
About
Once
upon the Nile.
Upon
here we go. Bam.
The Nile.
Yes. So,
the epic of Moses, Musa alayhi salam.
Yep, the epic of Moses. I gently...
You did it again. You did it again. I really thought you wouldn't do it again. I was like, that was the one thing. I called him out on it for his nugget. He did it again.
I apologize. it's just so much easier. Yeah. You've taught this class how many times now?
Five times.
Five times.
Yep.
So one of the cool things with Al Maghrib seminars, this has been since its inception, is that, you know, you develop a class, you have an idea for it.
Yeah.
And then, but then you actually then put it out there.
Yes.
And then people react, respond, and there's certain things that really resonate with people.
Yeah.
And these video series is geared towards potentially talking about some of those things that really resonated, as well as certain things that you may want to look out or look forward to when the program happens. There are so many stories in the Quran.
Yes, there are.
And one thing that you mentioned,
and
you mentioned this class and how there isn't that much detail. Like, there's a lot of stories, but the stories themselves don't have details.
Yeah.
And from what I understood by that, when you mean by details, is like, it's hard for us to know when the story is taking place.
Okay.
Right? Like, in the Quran, it doesn't say on this year or...
An exact time?
Yeah, exact time and...
Date. Time and
sometimes
place.
The names of people aren't even mentioned.
Many times.
Yeah. Yes. So, I'm guessing there's a wisdom or a purpose or like, what's the deal?
Yeah. This is a very interesting distinction between how stories are told in the Quran as opposed to how we are accustomed to reading them in storybooks or in perhaps other religious texts, where we find a tremendous amount of minor details. Like, for example, a big thing is, like you said, people's names.
Yeah.
People always want to know the name of the character.
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes there is description of a person or there is a statement that that individual made and the name is not there. So people are like, what was that person's name? You know, and they want to know that. And that has absolutely no impact on the actual story itself.
Yeah.
But yet it's a detail. And so oftentimes we're accustomed to reading or hearing stories that have those kinds of details. But then when we look into the Quran, generally speaking, most of these minor details are not included.
Okay.
They're left out.
Give me an example of some.
Okay, well,
like
even
from the story.
Yeah,
of
even in our course, Once Upon the Nile, there's a section where we talk about the hidden believers.
Okay,
and so there is an individual that that Allah tells us about, mu'min ali Fir'aun.
Yeah,
a believing man from the people of Pharaoh.
Yeah,
and his name is not in the story.
And when they say ali Fir'aun, they're not talking about Bani Israel.
No, we're not talking about Bani Israel. We're not talking. That's a different ethnic group.
So right now, just based on this, we understand that the epic and story of Moses is really talking about two groups of people.
Yeah.
Bani Israel and Ali Fir'aun.
Yeah. So much of the story is set in the land of present-day Egypt.
Did they call it Egypt back then? What did they call it? Because, like, you know, today in Arabic, they say Masr.
Yeah.
Right? They say Misr.
Well, Well, Masr in Arabic literally means a town or a civilization or a city or a place where people live.
Like Medina means city.
Right.
Okay.
Linguistically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Misra, even it comes in the Quran, Misra.
Okay.
That word is mentioned.
Okay.
You know, but it doesn't refer to Misr as in Egypt.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Just like the word Medina is used in the Quran.
Okay.
You know, but...
So similarly, like the term Median.
Yeah,
like when they say, when Musa alayhi salam goes to the land of
Midian.
Midian.
Yeah.
So is that a general thing? He went to a land, or is that the name of the land?
No, that's referring to a particular region.
Okay.
Yeah. I was referring to a specific
but
region.
Although it means, does Madian mean like is it like a general thing like Misra?
No, it's referring to a specific place.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Madian. So like back to the idea of Egypt, is it?
Yeah. So the word Misra doesn't literally mean the land of Egypt. That was a name that was taken later on to refer to that land.
Okay.
But
this, I feel like this is a detail as to the mention of. Like, I guess we know generally where it's at because of historical understanding that we know the pharaohs were in Egypt.
Yes.
But if we didn't know that through historical research, would we know that this story is taking place in Egypt?
Yeah, we would.
Okay.
We would because, and maybe not verbatim from the words of the Quran. Because
even in the story of Yusuf, they don't say that.
Yeah, no, but we definitely have other
like we know Canaan, right?
Yeah, yeah,
but that's an actual place.
Yes,
does it still exist today?
By that name, yeah. No,
no, okay.
By that name, no, but you know there are other countries that take up that geographic space. But we have a hadith, we have statements of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we have statements of the companions that help us geographically contextualize.
Okay.
The story and the events of the story.
So if it's not
and then we also have the narrations that come from a Judeo-Christian source as well. That many of which also have companions that mention them.
So a lot of that, like, okay, so the details of it are made visible to us with supplemental sources.
Right. And which brings us back to the point here, which is that when we read stories in the Quran, we oftentimes feel that a lot of these little details are missing.
Yeah.
So why is that? And ultimately, you know, there are many wisdoms behind that. But ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Most High and Most Perfect, does not want us to get lost in the detail.
Okay.
We have to remember.
The story still stands without the details.
Look, the Quran is an amazing book and it's revelation. It's the word of Allah.
Yeah.
It has a lot of stories in it, but the Quran is not a story book.
Okay, that's a good
point.
The
Quran is not a history book.
Okay.
It's not a science book.
Okay.
The Quran is a book of guidance. It's the word of Allah.
Right. It just goes back to that.
And Allah, exactly. Right. And Allah uses different mediums to get these messages and to get this guidance across. One of those mediums is stories.
Okay.
Truthful stories.
Right. Bilhaq.
Allah says, we will tell you the story of Musa and Fir'aun bilhaq.
Okay.
It's a story of truth. It's not a tall tale. It's not a legend. It's not made up.
So the story, like when, is that the ayah in the Quran? Like, we will tell you the story of Moses?
Yes. That's one of the first verses in Surah Al-Qasas, chapter 28.
So this is the thing that I'm trying to find interesting is that the story of Bani Israel and the mentions of Musa al-Islam has already begun before you get to Surah Al-Qasas.
Yes. Well, what do you mean begun in terms of the order of the Mus'haf or in terms of order of revelation?
So this is maybe something you can clarify.
Yeah.
The order of, if we're looking at from the order of the Mus'haf, right?
Yes.
In Surah Al-Baqarah.
Yes.
Yeah, Bani Israel, and then it becomes the story of the cow.
Oh, there's so much mention of Musa and his people and his experiences in Surah Al-Baqarah.
Even before, so.
And that's what it's named after, an event that took place with the people of Musa.
Right.
Yeah.
So in Surah Al-Qasas, Allah is telling us, I'm going to tell you the story of Musa.
Yeah.
But it's just like, well, I've already kind of heard. I mean, we've already started the story of Musa.
Well, Surah Al-Qasas was revealed before Surah Al-Baqarah.
Okay.
Now, so in terms of order of revelation. Yeah.
So in the order of revelation, is that the first mention of Musa?
No.
Okay.
No. Because there were other chapters of Quran revealed before Surah Al-Qasas. I can't say off the top of my head. That's something I need to sit down and think about and look into. But the
attention now with Surah Al-Qasas is being brought to the fact that I'm going to tell you a story because now Allah SWT is basically saying this is the medium communicating.
Yeah. Well, Surah Al-Qasas is one of the chapters in the Quran that within which many verses are dedicated to the story of Musa.
Okay. But Surah Al-Qasas means like the Surah of story?
Yeah, stories.
Stories, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So even though the bulk of it is dedicated to the story of Musa.
Okay.
Yeah.
And about the other stories.
But that's what's amazing about the story of Musa.
Yeah.
And that's what's amazing about this course. I mean, look, a lot of people think like, oh, you have a whole weekend course just on the story of Musa.
Yeah.
And it's like, we could have a two, more than that. We can
I mean,
have,
you're even mentioning
what is
how
just, you know?
You could spend the entire weekend just on Khadr.
Yes, we could spend the entire weekend just on... So the story of Musa has so many stories within it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that makes it unique. So again, we're talking about details.
Yeah.
This is one of the things that makes the story of Musa in the Quran unique and different than other stories.
Okay.
The amount of detail that is mentioned. Again, maybe not as many details as the questions that we might have when we hear the story. Yeah. But I mean, compared to other stories in the Quran.
Yeah.
Tremendous amount of detail.
Right.
Tremendous names. You were talking about names. There's a lot of names.
There's names. There's characters. There's names. Places.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it doesn't. It's not just taking place in one location.
Yeah.
It's taking place in Egypt, in Median, in the Sinai. You know, there's different, even geographical places. Allah tells us about the mountain of Tur, Turi Sinai, the mountain of Tur. So a lot of details. But again, not as many details as perhaps someone might be accustomed to. Why? Because really we're here for an important lesson and moral.
Okay.
That's why stories are mentioned in the Quran, for profound lessons.
So ultimately, if we find ourselves asking why, if we had more details, I guess we need to bring ourselves back to the reality of, okay, what's the actual lesson for guidance?
Right.
Okay.
So details are not bad. They're not bad.
Right.
Always, you know, and a lot of times, like we said, we can get some of those details from supplemental sources.
Yeah.
Supplemental or complement, you know, complementary sources to the Quran. However, definitely, if something is not mentioned in the Quran, if something is not mentioned in the Quran itself,
right,
that means that it's not integral to the purpose and the intent behind having that story to begin with.
Okay, makes sense.
So whatever Allah did tell us in the Quran
is
sufficient detail and information to extract those important lessons.
Okay. So having said that, one of the key things, and having also attended Once Upon the Nile this past weekend in Calgary, shout out to all our Calgarians.
Wait, would they?
So yeah, if you're holding it, so you're, so they see.
Wait, which way would it be?
So how? What do you see with me?
I see a C.
So it'd be, whereas okay, so
yeah. Or you could do this for like Flames.
Oh yeah, well,
Calgary Flames.
Is that their team name?
That's their team name.
Okay,
which is interesting because we're in the city of Anaheim, which is the city of the Mighty Ducks. The Mighty Ducks beat the Flames.
And the funny thing is, it's really cold in Calgary. Yeah. So their team name is...
That's probably why they named it that, because they were just huddled around a fire one day and they were like, what should we name our team?
Yeah, right. And here in Anaheim, it's pretty warm. No, it's nice.
Yeah.
And usually, I haven't seen a single duck.
We haven't been to the lakes.
Oh, okay.
Go to the lake.
Got it.
Man-made cool. lakes.
So essentially, one of the key things, and I guess the final takeaway here is that when we're looking at the Quran, don't get lost in, like, if there's not a detail there, that's not what we're looking for.
Yeah, we can sometimes find it, and sometimes we appreciate those details. We look in some of the narrations of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or some of the statements of the companions, or some of these other historical narrations that we get. And scholars generally were a bit more lenient when it comes to the strength of narrations with regards to history,
right?
Generally speaking. That's a really oversimplification of the topic. But definitely, and really that's what this course is about.
Okay.
This course is about more than just the story of Musa, and again, just the story. It's so amazing and intense and powerful and full of information. But really what we want to do is we want to feel a closeness and a comfort with reading and reflecting over the Quran.
Okay. So here's a cool takeaway. And if we were to close out this video, if anybody who's watching, whether or not they take Once Upon the Nile, but even if they want Once Upon the Nile is coming, and they wanted to kind of prep, what would be maybe one passage or surah in the Quran you would recommend? I would assume, since we mentioned it, would be Surah Al-Qasas.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely to sit down in a sort of
reflective mood,
in an environment that's conducive to you reading attentively.
Okay.
And reading actively, active reading.
Now, the thing is,
Surah Al-Qasas would be good. Surah Taha as well would also be very good as well.
So, okay, so Surah Qasas, Surah Taha, do you know what number? Like, because I don't know, sometimes people are like, what surah number is that?
I'm not Zakir Naik, bro. Surah Al-Qasas is chapter 28.
Okay, chapter 20. There you go.
Surah Taha is 20.
Okay. So
Inshallah.
So now for anybody, like not everybody is like, you know, some people might be able to recite Quran or whatnot. There's many people people who can't even read the Arabic.
Yeah.
So just go ahead and read the English, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Read the translation. Listen to the recitation if you don't know how to recite it in Arabic yourself.
Okay.
There's a lot of value and blessing.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that's beautiful and miraculous about the Quran is its recitation.
Okay.
That's one of the things that makes this course special is we recite a lot of Quran.
Cool, cool. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. And keep a lookout for Once Upon the Nile coming to a city near you. Again, I'm your host, Bilal Khan, and I'm here with Sheikh Mohammed Manir in Anaheim, California.
Wassalamu alaikum.
Yep.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.